Hello, everybody. This is Elias from Talkshop, and today I'm going to discuss three reasons why I personally invest in car manufacturing companies and why perhaps you should consider it too. Reason number one: car makers are among the most successful in terms of continuous revenue growth. The automotive industry belongs to one of the largest industries in the world. If you're interested in gaining exposure to a highly innovative industry with strong global demand, automotive companies make for a good bet. Now, regardless of whether you believe that the market will be transformed by increasing pressure from lawmakers towards sustainability, one thing is certain: the need for mobility is not going anywhere. Delivery cars, daily commutes, and passenger transportation are here to stay. While an argument can be made that an increasing number of people working from home participating in car sharing may affect the sector, post-COVID data indicates that people still strongly perceive mobility as an inherent need, as the right, as part of their lifestyle, and sometimes even a luxury. The ever-growing earnings of the biggest car makers indicate that the consumer demand is as strong as ever. And continues to grow, regardless of global unrest, high inflation, high interest rates, and temporarily diminished purchasing power. All of these factors make me very optimistic. You see, car stocks are often referred to as cyclicals, meaning they are the first ones to soar when the economy expands and the first ones to plummet when a recession hits. People simply don't want to buy anything expensive when their earnings diminish, which is only reasonable, right? However, if you look at the earnings of the biggest car makers over the years, you'll notice that although they took a hit in 2008 or 2020, who didn't really take a hit in those years? What is even more stunning is that some car makers did not experience any halts in earnings, even in the most troubled years. And once we shrug off the recession, car makers always come back in full glory because there are businesses to build and operate, and there are lives to live. The world's population is still growing, and despite all the disturbances and tempting perceptions and narratives, the world's population is getting richer. So, growth of revenue means price appreciation, meaning the value of your investment grows. It's just as simple as that. Reason number two: their dividends are quite delicious, and you should consider having a stake in car companies for the sake of the passive income that you can reinvest. The only reason why an investor should ever part with his money is when he expects to profit. If you really want to increase your net worth, you should look for ways to compound your investments. Best way to do it might be by receiving dividends. Dividends, simply put, are payments that you receive from the company for being one of its shareholders. Companies that make a profit often share it with their shareholders. But there are two things that need to be said here. Not all companies pay dividends, and those that do vary greatly in terms of dividend size, which is usually referred to as dividend yield. Dividend yield usually depends on the market sector. For example, many tech companies or up-and-coming startups either don't pay dividends at all or the size is well below 1% per share value. In fact, most well-established companies in the United States are praised for the high dividend yields if they revolve around 3%. But when it comes to Ford, Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes, many other car-making companies, the dividends are not 3%, but usually well over 5%, going all the way up to 7% or even 8%. This is huge if you are in it for the long run, Because if you pick your car stocks wisely, you have a great chance to experience price appreciation of your stocks, and you are not going to get such a high return on your investment anywhere else because those dividends are simply enormous. Reason number three: Cuss talks are not just about cars. Now, this may sound silly, but what if I were to tell you that there are ways to hedge against the cyclical nature of cuss talks altogether? Just a moment ago, we talked about how expensive items are not on anyone's agenda once a recession hits. Oh, yes, nobody buys cars when the economy is bad, but when the economy is bad, cars age faster, and the number of parts that need to be replaced grows exponentially. Now, there are a number of companies that profit exactly from automotive repairs, remanufactured automotive parts, tools, supplies, equipment, and accessories. These are often called recession-proof companies, simply because you cannot forgo repairing your car once something happens to it. In fact, in recent decades, companies dealing in spare parts, tires, diagnostic equipment, and safety improvements have mostly outperformed the good old car stocks. The ones that I think are worth paying attention to are O'Reilly Automotive, Snap-on Incorporated, Gentex Corporation, and Allison Transmission Holdings. There are many more that could be added to that list, but I think those are a pretty good place to start. Yeah, and a few words of summary. So investing in car manufacturing companies presents compelling opportunities due to their consistent revenue growth, attractive dividends, and diversified offerings beyond just car sales. However, it is essential to recognize that stocks in the sector can be volatile. Potential investors should exercise caution and conduct thorough due diligence before diving in. This includes assessing the liabilities of the companies, evaluating their profit and spending structures, and conducting comprehensive research to make informed investment decisions. Remember, while the potential rewards can be significant, it is crucial to approach investing with careful consideration and diligence. So that will be it for today. Hope you learned something. Hope you found this episode useful. And if you like it, please give me a like, follow, and subscribe. Yeah, and that will be it. Thank you. Bye.